Work on three. One, two, three. Work.
I'm very excited to come to this great, storied organization and franchise and be a part of this up-and-coming team and turning things around here. Just very excited with the group of guys that we have coming in and the guys that were added to the mix this offseason.
Seems like the Texans were in the AFC West as much as we saw you throughout the years.
Yeah.
We played you like every year.
Yes, we did.
From 2008 through 2012, every year, five straight years, a passer rating of 90, which is, you know, what does that mean? It means A to me as far as quarterback play. You were at the very top of your game. Then last year happened. So how do you explain the consistent success you had there to what happened last year?
Yeah, there's so many things that play into being successful on the field and you know, not being successful. Last year, there's just snowball effect. So many things just happened, and they just continue to happen. We couldn't, you know, pull the reins in and get a harness on things. But that's the way this crazy game works sometimes. And, you know, can't take back the past. We just can only move on and move forward. And I'm just anxious to get going on 2014.
You've had so many ups in your career. Do you ever lose confidence at some point in your ability, and is that part of what you have to restore here, is restore the confidence in yourself personally?
You know, I've remained confident in myself throughout that whole stretch last year and even now going into this offseason and moving forward into the summer. I never lost sight of what I've been able to do and what I've accomplished, but, you know, it's what have you done for me right now? What can you do for me right now? And, you know, I understand that's the way the thing works, and, you know, I can only put that behind me and move forward and know that, you know, there's still a lot of good football left in me, and I'm going to prove that and go on show that.
You know, we saw it. Even though you played off the bench against the Raiders, you came in and you jumped right into the no huddle and seemed to be real comfortable with that. Is that something you're hoping to do more with Greg Olsen's offense?
Yeah, definitely. And it's something we've worked on and we want to get to. A lot more no huddle stuff and you know, up tempo. You know, our offense, much like what I've run in the past, is a rhythm type offense. You want to put successful plays back to back to back, and that's how you play good football. You just, you know, keep churning out good first down plays, put yourself in third and manageable, convert, and keep moving the chains. And you know, that's what we want to get to and be more up tempo.
You mentioned Arian Foster, a great running back who's more of an outside zone stretch runner, and here it's Darren McFadden. Let's go downhill on a power play and
oh yeah.
What's it like to hand the ball off to number 20?
You know, it's special. You know, like you said, having played against the Raiders for a number of years and during my time in Houston, I know what kind of damage he can do. And when he gets in the open field, the speed that he possesses and power that he has downhill. And so it's exciting to get him the ball as well as to have him in the passing game, because I feel like he can really create some mismatches in the open field, great hands and ability to run with it after it. And then you add in a guy like Maurice Jones-Drew, who I know firsthand from playing him twice a year in the AFC South, that you know, he can do some damage and still has a lot of good football left in him. So I think that combination of those two of them is one to look out for.
How about the weapons you have on offense?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the guys that have been here, Denarius Moore and Rod Streeter, Andre Holmes, guys that have shown they can make the big plays. They're hard workers, willing to do the things necessary to be successful. And then you bring in a guy like James Jones, who's been one of the most underappreciated receivers, I feel, in the NFL the past 5 years, and add him to the mix with his experience and his leadership at the position. Bring in Greg Little, who's just a big man who can go and get the football, and he has a big burst to him down the field, sharp in his route running. So just very excited about the potential and where we're going with the skill position players, because the willingness to work and get better and be successful is there. And when you have that want to and that drive to be successful, you know, you can go a long way.
Or is it tough being the new guy and also being the leader here?
Well, there's a fine line there, I think, and you know, I've experienced that same thing going from Atlanta to Houston. You know, you want to step in and assert yourself and be that leader, but I think before you do that and you really try to vocally take over that situation, you want to demonstrate and you want to go out and show the guys your willingness to prepare, your willingness to work, and how you operate, how you go approach practice, how you approach film study and the meetings and do all that work. And then you start to build that rapport with the guys, and then they understand when you step in the huddle, you know, you're in control of things and you know what you're doing, and you got things under control.